截止本期节目录制之前，此次新型冠状病毒已确诊639例，疑似422例，治愈30例，死亡17例。再次希望大家一定记得保持良好的个人卫生习惯，及时佩戴口罩，远离人群聚集地。嗨，亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 今天推送了中国日报这期关于新型冠状病毒的预防措施，在这里为大家分享语音版。 How to keep yourself safe from new coronavirus. Wear masks outdoors. Wearing a mask is one of the most effective ways to protect you from getting infected. Make sure to wear it properly by tightening up the nose clip and pulling the bottom of it over your chin so that your nose and mouthare both covered. If you are not feeling well or have symptoms such as fever, fatigue, cough, and trouble breathing, a mask is also needed to prevent you from spreading viruses to others. Surgical masks used by medical workers are not recommended for common people, as they may lead to oxygen deficiency if worn for long periods. Cover your coughs and sneezes with tissue.Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, or you can cough or sneeze into your sleeve. But avoid covering with your hands directly. Wash your hands frequently and properly. Wash your hands with soap and running water thoroughly for at least 15 seconds before eating and after using the toilet, after returning home, after touching trash or garbage,After contacting with animals or handling animals' waste, strengthen your immune system and exercise regularly. Exercise regularly is one of the most important ways to help you stay away from catching any infections. Make sure that shared spaces have good airflow and avoid going to crowded places such as hospital, railway stations, and airports.Wear a mask if transport or movement is necessary. Seek prompt medical attention if you have symptoms of fever and respiratory infection. Avoid close contact with people who have flu or cold-like symptoms. Eat thoroughly cooked meat and eggs. Avoid contact with wild animals or farmed livestock without any protection. Documents from National Health Commission.你现在收听的是英语美文朗读，如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix. Thank you for listening and see you next time.